And good morning. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Hope you're having a good morning. We're talking today with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm not sure if I'm excited for this weather or a little worried.
It depends on what time of day you listen to it and which forecast you listen to, because there's about three or four different versions out there.
Yeah, there's so many different versions. I don't know which one to believe. I think we're just up for anything right now.
I think, you know, you're just kind of one of those wait and see what...
Yeah, wait and see what happens.
Yeah, because if it goes a little bit further north, it's this. If it goes a little further south, it's this, you know.
Yeah, there's one forecast I saw, and it said we were only going to get ice, and another one said, like, 6 inches of snow. I don't know which one to believe.
I'll tell you what, we got a break here. Let's go ahead and take that, get that out of the way, and we will come back. You're listening to People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. Before we get back into the program here, we've got Robert from Hooker's Men's Store joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, and I thought I'd come out today. We've all heard the weather forecast. And, you know, kind of like we were talking before we went on the air, it's kind of up for grabs. You know?
It is. It, like I said, depending on which one you're listening to, you know, it, anywhere from next to nothing to one of the worst snowfalls and ice accumulations we've had. And
right. Well, we'll see.
Right.
And here we are at February 1st. And, you know, in February, we have a couple of holidays, Valentine's Day and President's Day. And, of course, the one we're the most active with at Hooker's Men's Store is Valentine's Day. And, of course, that's the day you remember your special someone with a gift. And, of course, we have all kinds of gift ideas at Hooker's Men's Store. We've got a gift counter that includes 7 aftershave colognes, cufflinks, tie bars, tie chains, billfolds, collar extenders, scarves, gloves, even suspenders. So we have all kinds of things on that little gift section for our Valentine. And then, of course, something that we do real well with at Valentine's Day is our I Love Hooker t-shirts. And this past weekend, I went to an alumni meeting for our fraternity at Mississippi State, and they're always wanting a t-shirt. You know, there'll be different people there, of course. So I kind of filled up the back seat, and I ended up selling 17 of them down there. So there's a lot of new members of Hooker Nation now. But that I Love Hookers t-shirt is a neat little gift idea for Valentine's Day. Of course, we have all kinds of sale items that includes a variety of shirts and sweaters on a special sale rack that we have. And as I was putting down a few notes, I thought, you know, even a Hooker's Men's Store gift certificate is okay. It maybe doesn't sound quite as personal, but yet it's always an appreciated gift. So that's even something to consider as you shop for your Valentine. And we've got our gift wrap and our boxes ready to go to help you with all your Valentine needs. So just come on down and see us at Hooker's Men's Store.
All righty. Well, Robert, thanks for stopping in.
Absolutely.
All right, Robert from Hooker's Men's Store, stop in and check out his selection today. All right, again, this is The People Speak. And again, we are talking with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. What have we got going on?
So something really exciting that we talked about last month was our new plat book coming out, and we just got them shipped into our office last week, and we've been selling them like they're crazy. They're pretty hot. So it's the 2022 edition of the plat book, and it's the first one that the Randolph County is sponsoring, and it's the only locally printed one for the county. We're making a new one every 4 years. That just kind of makes it easier for us to update. There's a lot of changes when it comes to land, but not enough to update it all the time.
True.
And they're $25 to members and then $35 for non-members. So if you're a member of the Farm Bureau, you save $10 on your plat book.
Okay. Pretty
good deal when your membership dues are $20 if you're an associate member. Get half off right there.
That's worth it, you know.
Worth it.
So,
go ahead.
And I was just going to say those are available at the office.
Yep, they're available at our office. You can come in when we're open from 8 to 4:30, or you can give us a call, too. We're really just excited to be having those out. They're really full of important information, not just the landowners, but in the back of the book, there's watershed maps, a map of the fire districts for the county, and then the school districts as well. So if you're looking to move or anything like that, those are two pretty big, important things for you to look at.
Okay. What other kind of things are you got going on? I mean, obviously, it's winter, not a lot.
There's not a lot going on for the farmers, but winter's kind of the best time for them to get out and do Farm Bureau events since they're free.
True.
So I always joke that my schedule is opposite of the farmers. They're busy in spring and fall, and that's when I'm not as busy. But something that we have going on is February 12th, which I believe is next week, Saturday. We have our trivia night, and that's our annual trivia night in Evansville at the Casey Hall. And that benefits our Ag in the Classroom and our scholarship program. It's $12.50 a person, and there's 8 to a table. And you can call our office and reserve your table. We didn't have one last year because of COVID, but we had one right before COVID in 2020. And that was a huge turnout. We almost ran out of tables. It was a pretty crowded day. So if you are interested, definitely give us a call and tell us if you would like a table. The doors open at 6:30. Trivia starts at 7. And a lot of our people, whenever they come, they bring their own food. They'll bring crock pots full for their table. And then you can order drinks at the Casey Hall. That's a pretty fun night for all of our members. I really enjoy it. But I like trivia. I don't know if anyone else is good at that or not.
That's one thing I read about, you know, my generation stuff. We always tend to like get into trivia. Of course, we've lived through a lot of the trivia. So that's coming up. When is?
February 12th. And okay. Doors open at 6:30. Trivia starts at 7. Just call us ahead of time to RSVP a table, and you can pay there. And that does benefit our Ag in the Classroom and our scholarships, which, speaking of scholarships, our foundation scholarship is coming up, and it's due February 15th. So about 2 weeks away, and I know most college kids and high school kids, when they're doing things, they wait till last minute. I was one of them at a time period.
Never.
So I think it's going to be the night of February 14th. I get emails about how to do the scholarship. But anyone that's a member or a dependent of a member can apply for that. If you are graduating from high school this May or currently in college, you can apply. And you just have to be studying an ag or an ag-related field at any 2-year or 4-year university.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We got another break here. We'll go ahead and throw that in real quick here. And we'll come back and talk some more with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back again. Talking with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. And we talked about the new plat book that's in, you know, and the other...
We have a trivia night coming up next weekend, and then that helps our foundation scholarship, which is due February 15th.
Which is right around the corner.
Yeah, it's coming up sooner than I thought it would.
Year is moving along.
It is.
And it can keep moving along till we get through probably April, and then it can slow down. You know?
Yeah. Once it's warm, time can slow down.
Get us out of this winter stuff. So. But a couple other things that you've got.
Yeah, so we have a few other events coming up. One is every year we work with Washington, Perry, and Jefferson County Farm Bureau, and we sponsor a bus to the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville. So that is Thursday, February 17th. We always go annually on the Thursday of that weekend. And it's $65 a person, and what you get with that is a free ride to Louisville, Kentucky, and we take you home too. And snacks on the bus, drinks on the bus, and then we provide supper as well. So you can call our office and RSVP for that, and the sooner the better, because once that bus is full from the people from the four counties, we can't accept any more. It is a long day, though. We will leave the Farm Bureau office here in Sparta at 5 a.m. and return hopefully around 10:30 at night. So it's a long one, but right. you can sleep on the bus.
Yeah, true. Yeah. It's a charter bus, I'm assuming.
A charter bus. It's pretty comfortable. So you can take a nap on there for the long day.
Now, if it was a school bus, then it might be a little bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go either. Another thing we have going on is with Washington and Perry County, we do a Spring Market Outlook meeting at Pistol City. That is February 22nd at noon. You get a free lunch, courtesy of the Farm Bureau. And you'll get to listen to the country crop insurance agents, Keith and Josh Mashoff, give an update on crop insurance this year and kind of where they see the market going as well.
Okay.
So that'll be really helpful to any of our farming members. And like I said, free lunch, so who wouldn't want to pass up on that?
And that's going to be where?
What?
And that'll be where and when?
Pistol City on February 22nd at noon.
Quite a few things coming up actually this month.
Yeah, there are. February's usually pretty busy. Whenever the farmers aren't in the field, it's an easier time to get them in for meetings.
Of course, it's like we've been talking about, it's unpredictable weather-wise too, though.
That's the hard part. I just got an email saying one of my manager meetings is canceled already. So watch it not even snow.
Right. I always enjoy those where they cancel something pending, you know, because of the weather forecast. And then it turns out nothing happens, you know, and it's kind of like, oh, okay, well, we could have done it, you know.
Yep.
I'm one of those that's like, yeah, you go for it, you know, and if it gets down to the wire and it looks like it's not going to happen, then.
Yeah.
But
I remember when I was in school, I had to get on the bus around 7, actually, and one time they didn't cancel school before we hopped on the bus, so the bus had to bring us back.
I drive a bus here, and I haven't had that happen
yet.
So.
I think they cancel a little sooner nowadays.
Right, yeah, definitely. So, so like I said, a full month of February with activities going on, and of course, like I said, definitely want to get one of the new plat books. And
yes, full month of activities. Definitely recommend getting a plat book. And another thing is, whenever we mention the plat books, you get $10 off if you are a member. And other member benefits that we do have that are local are members get $20 off a demand service call or air quality product at Carando's Heating and Cooling. And then we just added on to our local benefits, A&I Electric. They're giving 3% off your total bill, or 3% off GSI grain handling equipment. So $20 off at Carando's, and your dues are $20 if you're an associate member. That just paid for itself. And then you can get a plat book and save $10 right there too.
And as far as the trivia night, they can contact the office to...
Yep, trivia night, you can call our office to get a table and you can pay that night.
Okay, so, and have a fun evening, right?
It's a pretty good night. I recommend it.
I've never actually participated in one, but I've been to a couple and observed, and it's kind of like, yeah, they look like they have. I don't have enough confidence in myself, you know, even though I could probably come up with the answers part of the time anyway. You know, it's kind of like, eh, no, I don't want to do that. You know?
Yeah.
Get out there and look silly, you know. But yep. No, I mean, the ones that, and there are groups that actually get together, and I mean, that's, they go from trivia night to trivia night, you know.
There are. And ours usually, I know some are just, you got a question, you answer it. Mm-hmm. We have some multiple choice questions, so I make it a little easier for you with that.
Mm. Those, I always like multiple choice.
Yeah.
Because we used to call it multiple guess.
Yeah, exactly.
But, so, anything else you want to throw in, or we pretty well got it covered?
I think we got it covered. A lot of events coming up. Hopefully, we can get some attendance at them.
All right. Well, Allison, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
And we will look forward to talking to you next month and see what we got going on in March.
Yeah, hopefully no more snow.
No, definitely. All right. Allison with the Randolph County Farm Bureau. I'm Jeff for the People Speak. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.